Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Good evening. This is your host for tonight, Pastor Rose. Thank you so much for tuning in. You have tuned in tonight to Blog Talk Radio, Scars Severely Cut and Recovered Strong. We truly thank and praise God for another opportunity of sharing with you all on tonight. The word, an encouraging word on tonight. We missed you on last week, and we're here tonight to just share what God shared with us on tonight. So we thank God for you, and you. Thank God for my family. Thank God for my friends. Thank God for those who are attached to the line on tonight. Just want to encourage you guys on tonight. Something that was given to me, and I thought I would share on tonight. I would like to go into a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you tonight. We thank you for scars, God. We thank you that there are some even on the line listening tonight or who will listen in the future, God, that have been severely cut and never recovered. But God, we thank you, Father God, that we can take a licking and keep on ticking. God, we thank you that even after the beating and God, after the abuse and after the molestation, after the rape, God, after the violence, God, after the domestic violence, God, that you would help us and that you would heal us, God. Oh, God, from the inside out, that you would make us whole. Someone is hurting on tonight. Someone wants to give up and throw in the towel on tonight. But, God, we pray that you would bring restoration now, God, in the master's name of Jesus Christ. We pray, Father God, for every ear that is inclined, Lord God, to this broadcast on tonight, God, that you would bless them, God, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, that favor will locate them and find them in the master's name of Jesus, that healing, Lord God, would be their bread on tonight. God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're about to do in the lives of your people. Now, God, as we dig and dive, Lord God, into this word, we pray, Lord God, for clarity, Lord God, that you will open up blinded eyes, and God, that people will see through the eyes of God, and that you would open up, Lord God, deaf ears, that people may hear, Lord God, with a spiritual ear, that they will hear a different sound on tonight, Lord God, as the Spirit of God give utterance tonight, God. We thank you that you're opening up hearts, oh God, that the hearts may be receptive, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to what is said on tonight. God, we thank you. We give you honor for every family, Lord God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray. Amen. We truly thank God once again for scars severely cut and recovered strong. Amen. We are healing one scar at a time. Amen. Glory to God. I just want to share something on tonight that is going to be very fruitful and going to be very, very good, like good medicine on tonight. And for those of you who are tuned in, tonight we're going to talk about open up and say ah. And when you look at that, open up and say ah, you normally you think about a dentist appointment, you know, imagine yourself having a bad toothache or a rotten tooth or your gums hurt or whatever the case may be, and you go before the dentist and, you know, you're so afraid to open up your mouth. Because I don't know about anybody else, but if you've ever had a toothache before, a toothache will literally make your whole body hurt. It makes your whole face. You have headaches. You're like your whole body is in pain and it's aching because of that one tooth. Could it be maybe that tooth is infected? I know I had an aunt who she would say all the time, you know, if her stomach was hurting or something was hurting, and when she would go to the doctor and they check her out, they would check out her mouth and check out her teeth, and she began to tell us how, you know, when you have an infected tooth or when your teeth hurt or when there's something going on in that mouthpiece, that it causes your stomach to hurt. It causes you to have nausea, you're nauseous, praise God. You're nauseous in your stomach. She also told us that, you know, when your teeth are infected, you know, there's different things that happen within the body. And so when you go to the dentist and they tell you, you know, what seems to be the problem or whatever, you know, we already know that a dentist deals with mouth issues. Amen. And so, you know, sometimes we're so afraid, and this is a good scenario on tonight. I just love the way God put things together. Open up and say, ah. And so the dentist, you know, we're so afraid to open our mouth wide because it hurts so bad, and we're so afraid of what that dentist is going to do or what that dentist is going to say. Praise God. But, you know, we open up a little bit, and as we begin to open up just a little bit, then what happens after that? He says, no, you got to open up wider. You got to open up just a little bit more. You know, open up and say, ah, stick out your tongue and say, ah. And, you know, we do that, and then he's able to say, oh, boy, look at there. You got something going on in that mouth. Amen. You need a root canal. You need to take out your wisdom teeth. Your gums are bleeding. You got this. You got that. And so in that same welcome, Sister Gina, I see you popping up over there. God bless you, sweetie pie. Amen for your support. Never ending support. And so you go to the dentist and they tell you, you know, we can't really see anything until you open, you know, you open your mouth, got to open your mouth a little bit wider. And then they begin to see. So that's in the natural realm. But if we want to talk tonight on a spiritual note on tonight, we're living in a time now where, I don't know, I could only speak for myself. You know, it's so many things that are pressing us. You know, trouble seems to be all around us. You know, overwhelmed with sickness, overwhelmed with disease, overwhelmed with COVID-19. And we're almost in the year 2021, and we're overwhelmed with COVID-19 and 20. Praise God. We're overwhelmed with wayward children. We're overwhelmed with our job. We're overwhelmed with school. We're overwhelmed at the fact that we some of us are parents. Some of us are unlearned and unskilled and unequipped. Amen, to handle this digital Zoom meetings and Zoom this and Zoom that. Amen, with our children, and things are becoming overwhelming, and, you know, we're lacking taking care of ourselves the way we're supposed to take care of ourselves because we're so overwhelmed with what is surrounding us. Amen. Glory to God. But if I could just tell you tonight, if you would just open your mouth as wide as you can and begin to give God a praise. I just told my daughter the other day, I said, listen, I don't care what you go through. I don't care, you know, what life throws your way. Never lose your praise. Never keep your mouth closed, because if the enemy could get you to keep your mouth shut, if he could stop you from praying, if he could get you so distracted and so overwhelmed and stop you from singing the praises of God, stop you from worshiping your God, amen, then he has you where he wants you to be, amen. And so you have to take that same dentist mindset, and you got to take that same dentist attitude, amen, and you got to open up your mouth, amen. You can't be scared, amen, to open up your mouth and give God praise, amen. Somebody says, well, how can I give God praise when all of these things is happening, and I lost my job, I didn't get my stimulus check the first time. I didn't get my unemployment check the last time. I didn't get this and I didn't get that. How can I get? Well, maybe, just maybe, if you open up your mouth and begin, glory to God, to give God glory and begin to give God praise and begin, amen, to forget about yourself and begin, amen, to remember how good God is, amen, that if he don't bless you not near another time, amen, that the Lord is worthy of all the honor, praise, and glory. And if he brought you out before, He'll bring you out again. If he did it before, he'll do it again. Amen. But we have a tendency that when trouble surrounds us and we become so overwhelmed with the things of this world that we keep our mouth closed. Open up and say, ah. Open up your mouth and begin to give God praise no matter what. Well, preacher, you don't understand. I lost this one and I lost a loved one and my husband walked out on me and my wife did me wrong and my husband cheated and my wife didn't sing me a song and this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, I dare you to open up your mouth and give God praise. You will feel once you open up your mouth, I mean for real, for real. Once you open up your mouth, for sure, for sure. Amen. Glory to God. Then something happens on the inside when you begin to open up your mouth and give God a holler. Give God. When was the last time you hollered out to God? When was the last time you cried out to God? Amen. We cry for everything else. We cry over so many things. We cry because the divorce is final, finally. We cry, amen, because that woman didn't want us after all. We cry, amen, for so many different reasons. We cry over our children because it just doesn't seem like they're getting the point. Amen. We cry when we want our loved ones saved and they're not saved and they're living reckless and they're living riotous lives. Amen. We cry, but when was the last time we opened up our mouth and we began to cry unto God out of our spirit? Man, when was the last time we got before God and really prayed and prayed and praised and worshiped God? Hallelujah. This is so encouraging to me tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy steal your praise on tonight. Amen. I know it gets rough. I know it gets hard. Amen. Glory to God. But listen, a lot of people say, well, I praise God in my own way. I meditate on it. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with meditating, but at the end of the day, it's something about when you open up your mouth. Glory to God. It's something about when you forget all things that are right. Something about when you get in that secret place, amen, in that closet, that secret closet, that secret altar that you made, oh, glory to God, amen, between the bathroom and the door, amen. There's something about when you get before God and you begin to travail, oh, glory to God, then you forget all about the children. You forget all about what happened yesterday. You forget all about what happened on the job and how they treated you wrong, amen. You forget all about how people talked about you, lied on you, and call you everything but a child of God. When you open up your mouth and begin to give God praise, amen, wherever you're at, amen, if you're in your living room, if you're in your dining room, if you're in your kitchen over the stove, you ought to open up your mouth and give God a praise and say, God, I thank you. In spite of God, I glorify you. God, I don't understand everything that's going on even in the midst of a pandemic, but I thank you because you sit high and you look low. I honor you, God. Oh, glory to God. You are the apple of my eye. God, you are the rose of Sharon. Begin to exhort God. Begin to tell God how wonderful he is, how marvelous he is, and watch something begin to break in your spirit, man. Oh, glory be to God. And that's why the enemy tries to seal your lip with polygrip. That's the reason why he tries. Every time you try to open up your mouth, he tries to make you feel like you're having a stroke. That's why every time you begin to open up your mouth, you begin to have migraines and you begin to have headaches out of nowhere. Oh, glory be to God. But I bind that spirit of distraction tonight, every obstacle, every stumbling block in the master's name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus Christ that you'll be able to open up your mouth and give God praise. Hallelujah. Gloria mandio, si adabashaya. Glory to God. We praise you today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody needs this tonight. I know I'm talking to myself. Amen. Because today was just one of those days. Oh, glory to God. I said, God, Lord, have mercy. God, please, Lord Jesus. Amen. Thoughts started coming to my mind. All kind of thoughts. Oh, glory be to God. I said, God, I thank you. I thank you for your word. Amen. By the time I finished talking with my pastor on the phone, amen, I was in a whole different realm. Amen. I was crying and driving and driving and crying. Amen. Glory to God. Because when I take on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul, glory to God, my mind, my will, my emotions are subject, glory to God, the subject to the hallelujahs, to the glory to God, is subject to the presence of a living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth wherever you are. I dare you, I double dog dare you to open up your mouth and say, God, I thank you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. I don't know what it looks like on next week. I don't know what it looks like, Lord God. You know my situation. But God, I'll open up my mouth, oh God. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. And so, therefore, you will find me in the Word of God tonight in Psalm, the 34th division of Psalm. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, God hears you. You know that enemy will come to your mind, and he'll start speaking to your mind, and he'll, oh, excuse me, God don't hear you. Child, ain't no sense in you opening your mouth. Ain't no sense in you much praying because God don't even hear you. Especially, look what you did yesterday. You got out of character. Look what you did today. Look what you said. Look what you know, he'll have you more focused on the things that you probably did wrong that particular time or in that season or at that hour or at that moment. Amen. Glory to God. But if you could get past what you've done, oh, glory to God, and look at what God is doing in this hour, oh, glory to God, and open up your mouth and begin to give God a holler, you would, trust me, you would feel a breaking. Oh, glory to God. You would feel a shifting. You have to learn. We got to learn as children of God to create our own. Glory to God. We have to be innovative in the spirit. Glory to God. We have to know how to create our own. Amen. Atmosphere, to create an atmosphere that's conducive for the presence of an almighty king. Glory be to God. Amen. Psalm 34, and it simply says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Here is a psalm of David. Amen. When he's changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. And David, you already know the story of David. Praise God, a man that loved God, a man after God's own heart, but a man that had a problem. Amen. You could be anointed and have problems. You could be anointed and struggling. You could be anointed, beloved, amen, and still struggling in some areas. Amen. Glory to God. And we know the story of David. Amen. He committed adultery. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, he had another baby from another woman. Amen. From another man's wife. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He had a lust problem going on. Amen. Glory to God. He committed murder. Amen. Glory to God. There was some lying going on. Amen. In King David's life. Amen. But yet David's heart, amen, his heart loved God. Amen. He was a man after God's own heart. And David began to write this psalm, amen, along with all the other psalms. He said, I will. Glory to God. We got to get an I will. Glory to God. In our spirit, man. Amen. No matter what comes our way, I will bless the Lord. Amen. When the boss start acting crazy, amen, and when people start lying on you and saying all manner of evil against you, I will. Glory to God. I will bless God in spite of. I will give God a praise. I will pray. I will seek the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. I will praise his name. I will lift him up. Glory to God. You have to have a I will in your spirit. Amen. And so David said, I will. I will what? I will bless the Lord at all times. Amen. Whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall. Amen. Glory to God. Whether snow is falling or rain is falling or sun is shining, I will bless the Lord at all times. My wife, my husband walked out and left me. Listen, I will bless the Lord at all times in order, get this, in order for us to have an I will. Glory to God, whatever that word is, at all times, amen. In order for us to have an I will in our spirit, amen, you have to be mature in the things of God, amen. Glory to God. Your faith has to be, amen, very mature in the things of God. I mean, your belief in God, amen, your knowledge and your belief in knowing who God is has to be on fleet. It got to be on point. Amen. Glory to God. Because when the enemy comes in like a raging flood, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up. It will raise a standard up against him, oh God. And we're in a time now, amen, where there's no standard anymore. The church is losing its morals. The church, amen, corporately, holistically has lost its standards, and we became a compromised body, amen, a compromised people, amen, glory to God. But we have to have an I will down on the inside of us that when things come and when things appear to be a certain way, or things appear to be bad or appear to be depressing or whatever the situation may be, I will. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. I will bless the Lord. Amen. That same Paul, amen, who wrote the book of Galatians, glory to God, he said, who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? Oh, foolish Galatians. Amen. We have some foolish people, amen, in the body of Christ. We have foolish leaders, glory to God, teaching a foolish, oh, glory to God, a foolish word, amen, and not the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. How could you survive off of a malnutrition word? How can you survive? It's just like a child, amen. The young people, they like hot sausage and pickled legs, amen, and beef jerkies and hot chips and hot fries and Doritos and chili Doritos and lemon lime Doritos and hot this and hot that. Oh, glory to God. Look like it just ain't hot enough. And I tell my children all the time, you keep the hot stuff. Keep eating that hot stuff. Amen. You're going to burn a hole right in the lining of your stomach. Amen. Glory to God. It's time out, amen, for junk food word from a junk food preacher. Amen. Glory to God. Either you're going to tell it like it is or you ain't going to tell it at all. Amen. Because one thing I've learned in my 35 years of serving God, amen, you can't grow off no watered down gospel. Oh, glory be to God. You can't grow off of junk food. Amen. Your body will not develop fully. Amen. With hot sausage and pickled eggs and boiled eggs and pig feet. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to have an attitude. Amen. And you have to have the right attitude. Amen. And God, and say, God, I will bless the Lord at all times. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what it feel like. Oh, glory to God. I know it's uncomfortable, saints. I know that it's inconvenient, beloved. I know it's uncomfortable. I know it don't feel good. I know you're in an awkward situation, but if you could just learn how in spite of everything that you're going through or that you've been through, if you could just open up your mouth and give God a praise. Open up your mouth and say, God, I thank you. Open up your mouth and say, God, I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, glory be to God. Open up your mouth. Oh, glory be to God. God, we praise you. And so David says, my soul shall make her boast. If there's any time that we boast in the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Amen. Those that are around you, the humble, amen, people that you least expected, the humble, amen, glory to God, people in your family that you least expect, the humble, amen, they shall hear, amen, you making a boast in the Lord, and they're going to become happy. They're going to become glad. Amen. And then David goes on to say in the third verse, he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. David had learned, glory to God, after David, glory to God, had repented unto God, he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Now get this, whether you magnify the Lord with me or not, I'm still gonna, I will bless the Lord at all times in my spirit, man. He said, oh, magnify the Lord. This thing got so good. Oh, glory to God. In the 34th division of Psalms, he said, I don't want to just exalt God by myself. I just don't want to bless the Lord at myself. I just don't want to do this thing myself. So I'm inviting you all tonight. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Verse 4 said, what I sought, I sought. I sought means I seek. I'm looking for something. I'm looking for God to move. Oh, glory to God. I'm expecting God to move on my behalf. I'm expecting,
I'm anticipating God, amen, to bring me out of this thing. I'm anticipating, I'm seeking God. I'm seeking the Lord to save my daughter. I'm seeking the Lord to save my children. God, you promised in your word that you will save our seed, God. Oh, God, I'm anticipating that when I seek you, I shall find you. Glory to God. The Bible says, I sought the Lord and what? He heard me. How can God hear? Oh, glory to God. How can God hear your cry if you don't open up your mouth? Oh, talking about I'm meditating. I'm doing silent meditation. Well, silent meditation is good, baby. But let me tell you something, boo. Sometimes you got to get in the place and you got to get radical. Glory to God. The Bible says ever since the days of Noah, the kingdom of heaven suffered violent and the violent take it by thought. I ain't never seen nobody that's violent. Glory be to God and silent. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to be silent. He wants you to be quiet. He prays. He feeds. He dies. Glory to God. Amen. He gets excited when you keep your mouth closed. Glory to God. But the Bible says, I sought the Lord and he heard me. Glory to God. If you ain't saying nothing, how can God hear you? Oh, well, you know, he can hear my heart. Listen to me carefully. Glory to God. God wants you to open up your mouth and say, ah. God wants you to open up your mouth and allow some words to come out of your mouth. Because David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me. And after God heard me praying early in the midnight hour, after God heard me praying on the noonday prayer hour, after God heard me praying at 5 o'clock in the morning in the name of Jesus, when God heard me, he delivered me from all of my fears. He delivered me from feeling shame. He delivered me from feeling guilty. He delivered me from thinking it's my fault. Oh, glory be to God for how our children have become. Oh, it's not your fault. Stop guilt tripping. Get beyond it. In the name of Jesus, you did your part as a parent the best you knew how. God said, train them up in the way they shall go, and he shall direct their path. And even though they might be on drugs, even though they might be on dope, even though they may be human trafficking themselves, you did your part. Oh, gloria manio, Saya. You did your part. Oh, glory to God. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep crying out to God. Keep warfaring on their behalf. Keep praying on their behalf. And one day God is going to hear you. Oh, glory to God. His ears are not deaf. His arms are not too short that he cannot save. And he will not deliver. And David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all. Not just some of them. Not just one of them. Not just one from 10 years ago. But he delivered me out of all of my fears. Gloria mandio sia namasa. Gloria mandio sia namasaya. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't apologize for the Spirit of God. Amen. I feel my help. Glory to God. Because I ain't going to even lie and flodge on the phone tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Something came over me today. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I just felt like throwing in that towel. But I said, Lord God, if I throw the towel in, you ain't going to do nothing but throw the towel back at me. Oh, glory to God. So I had to be like David. Glory be to God. I had to learn how to encourage myself in the Lord. I had to sing myself a lullaby. I had to sing myself a song. I had to get before God and give God a worship. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, what you going to do? Bad boy, bad boy. What you going to do when they come for you? Good girl, good girl. What you going to do when you all alone in that thing and you got to encourage yourself in the Lord? You got to sing yourself a song. You got to give yourself a prayer. You got to rebuke yourself, and you got to take a licking and keep on ticking. Glory to God. I need somebody on this line. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God, to open up your mouth and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Here's David. Amen. He said, I sought the Lord Amen. And he heard me. God ain't forget about you. Glory be to God. God has not forgotten about you, man of God. God has not forgotten about you, woman of God. Oh, glory be to God. God has not forgotten about you. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Glory to God. All God wants is a yes. If you just open up your mouth and give God a yes, oh, glory to God, let a yes come out of your spirit. We say yes to everything else. And we tell God no. Oh, glory be to God. When God is trying to put us on that wheel, when he's putting us on that potter's wheel, and he begins to mold us and make us, and he begins to shape us and refine us, oh, glory to God, he begins to tune us. Oh, glory be to God. I know it don't feel good while you're on that wheel, but if you just hold out a little bit longer, hold out a little while longer, oh, glory to God, God will hear your cry. Oh, glory to God, but how can God hear your cry when you're not crying? Come on, somebody. How can God hear you if you only way he hears you is if he if you open up your mouth? Oh, glory be to God. We go to football games and we scream and we holler. We go to basketball games and we scream and we holler. We go to soccer tournaments and we scream and we holler. Glory be to God. We look at sisters on Tyler Perry Show and we scream and we holler. Oh, glory be to God. We look at Maury, who's your daddy? Oh, glory to God, and we scream and we holler. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, when it comes down, when the rubber meets the road, oh, glory be to God, and the pedal meets the floor, amen, where is our holler been? Oh, glory be to God. When we backed up against the wall, where is your holler been? Can you holler for Jesus? Somebody said, you ain't got to holler, they'll take all that. You ain't got to do all that. Let me tell you something. When that fire's turned up so hot in your life, glory to God, and you don't know if you're coming or going, you don't know what today is from tomorrow. Oh, glory to God, from yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The days of your lives are in another world, searching for tomorrow, being young and restless with all your children. Oh, God, under the Messiah. Oh, glory be to God. You ought to open your mouth and give God a praise. Just don't give him a wave, but give God a praise. Why? Because the book of Psalms, amen, the 22nd division of Psalms, and verse 3 says God inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. God is coming to see about you, Sister Cheetah. God is coming to see about you, Sister Sierra. God is coming looking for you when you don't even know yourself, when you seem like you're all out of answers, when you seem like all hope is gone. God is looking for you. Where is he looking for you? Oh, glory be to God. Not just your physical address, but God is looking for a praise. God is looking for someone that will say, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually, not when I feel like it, not when I'm feeling bad, not when I'm depressed, not when I'm feeling lonely, but I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, glory be to God. God inhabits the praises of his people. That word inhabit, it means to live in. It means to dwell in. It means to reside in. It means to abide in, to be connected in. It means to be situated. Some of us are not situated in the praises of God. We praise God like FPNL, like Georgia Power Light. We praise God like Clap All Light. Clap it on, clap it off. Oh, glory be to God. But God wants us to be constant in this day. He wants us to be consistent in this praise. He said, because if you open up your mouth and begin, I need a place to live. How can God live when you're not opening up your mouth and giving God praise? Where can God live? In your temple, if your vocal cords are not stretching themselves out to give God praise. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and give God praise. Glory be to God. I tell you, I ain't feel this early. I ain't going to eat much blush. Oh, glory be to God. But it's something about when you get in the presence of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. It's something about the praises of God when all hell is breaking loose in your life. It's something about when you open up your me, you may start off slow. You may start off low. Oh, glory be to God. But the more you give God praise, the more God breakthrough in your life. The more you give God praise, the more God will deliver you. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The 150th division of Psalms. Amen. The sixth verse says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. If you are breathing on this line tonight, you got a right. That is your God-given right. That is your God-given privilege. Oh, glory be to God. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to open up our mouth and give God praise, realizing that somebody's in the hospital, somebody's in the nursing home, somebody is in the incubator, somebody is on life support, and wish that they could raise their hand and open up their mouth. Oh, glory be to God and give God praise. He said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Amen. Proverbs 18 and 21, you can write the scriptures down and meditate on them in your own devotion time. Glory to God. Proverbs 18 to 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, you could speak death or you could speak life to yourself. Every word that proceedeth out of your mouth, praise God, amen. Is it bringing life to your situation or is it bringing death to your situation? Amen. Oh, I don't know if I could take this. Oh, I don't know if I live to see this. Oh, I don't know this. And oh me, oh my, and oh poor pitiful me, and I don't know if I'm going to get no job, and I don't know if they're going to do that, and I don't know if they're going to pay that, and I don't know if that you got a lot of I don't knows. You wearing I don't know morning, noon, and night. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Amen. And God is just looking and saying, look at my child. Amen. My child need to buckle up. Amen. Glory be to God. My child need to put on the whole armor. God, my child is naked. My child needs some spiritual clothes on because there's a war going on. And you can't go in no war and fight. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. We're going to win this fight. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it. I don't know. Look how they big they are. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. That's all God here is. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Glory to God. And the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. You got to begin to declare and decree. Oh, glory be to God. That enemy ain't stupid. He knows. Once you open up your mouth, he knows something's going to break. Once you open up your mouth, I could see God sitting on his throne. Amen. And so, oh, there she go. Oh, glory be to God. She opened it up. Oh, there go my child. Wait a minute. I hear. Amen. Did I not just tell you that David said, I sought the Lord. I seek God. Amen. If you seek God, amen, you shall find him. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open to every man that access shall receive. To every man that seeketh shall find. To every man that knocketh, the door shall be open unto them. Glory be to God. So if you begin seeking God, amen, opening up your mouth and seeking God and declaring and decreeing, that enemy got to get away from you. Amen. He got to scatter. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says when a man ways please him, glory to God, even his enemies, he'll make his enemies, amen, be at peace with him. Amen. They can't touch you. Amen. I know this ain't hammer time. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I know, but you got to be too legit to quit. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. You got to be too legit to quit. You can't quit now. You don't come too far in God. Amen. To turn around now. Oh, glory be to God. Remember, it's not how you start off. It's how you finish the race. Amen. Because the race is not given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. But he that endureth to the end, the Bible says that one shall be saved. And so, Romans, the 10th chapter, and we're done on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. I said I wasn't going to be long tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Romans, the 10th chapter. Let me just go through this right quick. It's one of my favorites. Romans 10 and 8. It says, but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. What word? That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess, verse 9, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe, shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Here again Paul says, amen to the Roman church, that the word of faith, the word is nigh thee. We think it's so far away. We be thinking God is so far away. Let me give you a nugget tonight. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And so here Paul begins to say that the word, what word? The word of God. What word? The word of faith. What word? The word of healing. What word? The word of deliverance. What word? The word of breakthrough. What word? The word of faith. Amen. It's where? Right by your mouth. Why would he use, amen, that part of a person's body, amen, to symbolize the closeness of God's word, the closeness of God, amen, because we just said death and life are in the power of the tongue. We just said that God inhabits the praises of his people. Well, the praises have to come from your mouth. So Paul is telling the people, listen, the word of God, you're so busy searching, amen, for answers, but it's right there in your view. It's right near your mouth. It's near you, even in your mouth. Listen, let me tell you something. Everything you ever could imagine needing or wanting from the Lord, can I tell you, the day that you gave your heart to God and you confess, according to Romans 10 and 9, you confess with your mouth and you believed in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and then you became saved. Can I tell you, it was at that time that the Holy Ghost took his spiritual pen and began to write that day. Glory to God. Everything, you signed the contract. You signed it in the blood of Jesus. It was signed, sealed, and delivered to God. Because remember, Jesus is our propitiator. Jesus is our mediator. Jesus is our advocate. We can't get to God unless we go through Jesus. The Bible says if you go any other kind of way, glory to God, you are a thief and a robber. There's no other way to God except through his son, Jesus. Glory to God. And so Paul says the word is near you. It's not far from you at all. What word? That word of faith that we should be speaking. That word that we should be declaring and decreeing. God, I don't see it, but God, I thank you that you saved my daughters. I thank you that my family is saved. I thank you that they are delivered. I thank you, Lord God, for cleaning their bloodline. I thank you that the spirit of whoredoms, I thank you that the antichrist spirit, I thank you that lie spirit, I thank you that witchcraft and divination spirit has no control over their lives anymore. Amen. You could speak. How is it? And it just came to me. How is it that when somebody make us mad, we could think of 1,000 words to say? Women, when that man done teed you off, he done made you mad, done made you angry, made you upset. Boy, we could come up with some. Boy, look here. I'm telling you right now, I seen a video a couple of weeks ago. This young, the girl was so, she had to be a teenager. But when I tell you she laid this dude out, she laid him out. I mean, she laid him to rest with her mouthpiece. Amen. She laid him out. I mean, she said, now I was something. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm still in something, but I'm delivered. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm still seeking deliverance. Praise the Lord. Amen. But I can tell you where to go. I can tell you where to get off. I can tell you how to get there. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what stops the making, what stops the making. I can lay it down. Amen. Glory to God. But when you look back over your life and you see how you laid people out with that little pink thing in your mouth, with that tongue. Amen. I mean, this sister said some words I ain't never heard in my life. I said, my God. I mean, I was holding my chest This girl was laying it down on this brother. Amen. That was the day, that video, that was the day where the pastor, amen, in Florida had got shot in the cross bullets and the crossfire. Amen. Before that incident, the incident derived from a girl who was arguing with this boy. And I'm telling you, she cursed this out. Lord have mercy, Jesus. I probably would have crawled up under the rock. I'm telling you, this girl fussed and cursed that boy out, so it was ridiculous. Now, let's be real. Some of us know how we was before God came into our life. Amen. And some of us know we can go there if we – listen, it's not that I can't take you there. It's not that – see, I tell you, listen, don't play me. Don't try me. Don't do it. Amen. Do yourself a favor and get up out my face quickly. Amen. Glory to God. It's not that I can't get with you. Amen. On that level, it's not that I can't tell you how far you should shove that where you need to shove it. It's not that I cannot. It's that I love God. Glory to God. Ain't not that I can't curse you out, baby boy. And glory be to God. Ain't got nothing to do with it. It's I love God. And not only do I love God, but you ain't even much worth it. Glory to God, you're not worth me repenting. You're not worth me saying I'm sorry. You're not worth me apologizing. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. So people get a twist on the bell, and she's supposed to say, she says, I surely am to the bone. But guess what? Don't play with me. Please, I don't bother nobody. I don't want nobody bother me. My auntie used to say, she was 99 years old. She said, don't bother me, and I won't bother ration you. Amen. Don't bother ration me. Don't do it, because I don't bother nobody. I say to myself, I don't bother nobody. But when you come out your bag, I got to pray, or I got to get from around you. Amen. Glory to God. So my question is, why is it so easy? All the words could come when it comes to derogatory words, when it comes to us being angry, when it comes to curse words, when it comes to shove this, you know, where the sun don't shine, when it comes to, oh, your mama, oh, your daddy, oh, your crackhead daddy, or your crackhead mama, or whatever the case may be. But when it comes down to the spiritual things, when we're supposed to be declared decree, we get amnesia. We all of a sudden, we don't know how to pray. All of a sudden, we don't know how to open up our mouth and praise God. All of a sudden, I can't find the words to say to God. I just don't know what to say to him. I really just don't. I don't know. It's just something just comes over me, and I don't know. I just don't know what to say. So, I just find when I don't know what to say, I'm just going to keep my mouth closed. That's what the devil wants you to do. Amen. That same mouth, that same mouthpiece, amen, that you use to curse Bobby Joe out, that's the same mouthpiece that you need to be trying. Lord, deliver my mouth. God, deliver words that's not like you that comes out of my mouth. And help me to give, see, there's a prayer for everything. And help me, Lord God, to give your name the praise. Amen. Because the Bible says, how can blessing and cursing come out the same fountain? Amen. Come out the same mouth. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I realize some of us still need a little deliverance. We're a little sharp. Amen. Round the edges. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. But my scenario that I was making was basically, if it don't take us that long to pop off, why does it take us longer to open our mouth and give God praise? And so the Bible says in 10 and 8 of Romans, he says, the word is nigh thee, it's even in your mouth. So that day that we gave our heart to the Lord, we signed a contract. And it is at that moment that we gave God our heart, right, according to Romans 10 and 9, and we signed a contract, and that contract was signed, sealed, and hand-delivered to God by the power of God, by way of the Spirit of God, written with the blood of Jesus. Jesus signed it. Amen. And it's at that moment that we became heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. And it's at that moment that we began to be the head and not the tail. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, glory be to God. See, everything that we ever would need for this journey called Christianity, on this road to success and destiny, glory to God, and purpose, we got it the moment we did Romans 10 and 9. We got it. The only thing is we have to grow in it. The car, the houses, the material, the husband, the wife, if that's what God wants you to have, amen. Glory to God. God is the made up of my Lord. Listen here. God, listen. Look, God, listen. I'm fine. I'm cool. It's okay. It's okay. I told you the other week, you got to be comfortable with being single. You got to be comfortable with being alone. You have to master being alone by yourself. Wine and dine yourself. The Lord dealt with me this week, amen, about taking care of myself. I done took care of everybody else's children. I done raised people kids. I done did this. I done did that. Amen. Only for them to get grown and don't even remember who I am or what I done. Oh, glory be to God. The devil in hell is a liar. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to be old and gray sitting in no rocking chair 60 years old. Amen. With 9 cats, with 8 lives. The devil is a liar. Amen. I want to live my life. I want to travel. Amen. Glory to God. I was so happy for digital. I said, oh, I'm going to Kentucky. I'm going to Carolina. I'm fixing to travel. Amen. Glory to God. Wherever they got Wi-Fi hotspot, we like the fair. We gone. We out of here. Amen. Glory to God, because it's time for you to stop existing, and it's time for you to live. You don't live through everybody else, through everyone else. You don't live your life, but you never live for yourself. You never did much for yourself. Everything you done, it was for this one. It was for that one. It was for Uncle Pookie. It was for Cousin JoJo. It was for this one. It was for that one. And you never took the time. Amen. Your hair done fell out. Glory to God. Your edges are scarce. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You got a head full of gray hair. I sound like I'm describing myself. Oh, glory be to God. I know it's time for me to get going. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Your hair coming out. Amen. You don't put on all these pounds. Amen. You don't lost your sexy. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's time. Take care of yourself. You ain't trying to lose weight. Amen. For Pookie now. Oh, glory be to God. You're not trying to lose weight. Now, you're losing weight because it's not healthy for you. Amen. Glory to God. To make up in my mind, all right, that's it. No more soda. And no more sodas. All these Big Macs, 2 for 2s and 5 for 5s. Amen. With a Diet Coke and a big water. Midnight, the devil is a lie. Amen. You got to come to grips with yourself and say, you know what? I don't took care of everybody else. I'm going to take care of myself. Because guess what? How in the world? A lot of times, you know what? The reason why we can't really open up our mouth because we're too heavy. We too full. We done ate. We done had all that rice. Amen. All that mac and cheese. All them collard greens. All them lima beans. We done had all the wrong food at the wrong time of day. And we so heavy. Amen. We can't do nothing but go to sleep. Amen. Glory to God. You start off reading your Bible, and then all of a sudden, the Bible, you fall asleep with the Bible open on Psalm 91, praying that the Lord don't take your soul to keep. Oh, what is that old prayer? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. You said that when you were 3 years old, and now you are 49, and you still saying the same prayer. The devil is a liar. Amen. Glory to God. The reason why we can't open up our mouth, because we ain't got no strength to open up our mouth. And the reason why we don't have no strength to open up our mouth, because we're too overweighted. Amen. We're too overloaded in the spirit. Amen. And we're too overloaded in the natural realm. Amen. We're overweight in the natural. Amen. And we overweight in the spirit. And that's why that same Paul said what? Lay aside every weight and the sin and the sin and the thing that separates you from God and the sin that so easily beset, that so easily surrounds you, that so easily makes you mad, that so easily offends you, that so easily makes you depressed, that so easily makes you suicidal, having suicidal thoughts and tendencies. Glory be to God. He said, lay it aside. And after you lay it aside, then you can run. And then when you run, you got to run with patience. You got to be patient and wait. Amen. David said what? Wait on the Lord. And be of good courage. He said again, he had to be talking to black folks. Her black folks is the only race that I know. You got to tell them over and over and over and over again, and they still don't get it. Amen. Glory to God. But he said, wait on the Lord. Psalm 27, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And at the end, he said, again, I say unto thee, wait, I say on the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So, you know, we have to learn how to be about it, and do us. Amen. Do you. Amen. And people, let me tell you something. When you start having that attitude, I'm not talking about all, you know, heady and high-minded and stuff like that. No, I'm talking about when you're really doing it gracefully in the Lord, people will begin to hate you. without a cause. People will begin to call you, and they, oh, child, she thinks she all that in the bag of chips, the blue bag. She thinks she all that, child. I remember when then they want to throw up your past. I remember when you used to be hoeing. I remember when you would sleep with every Tom, Blanche, and Harry. Amen, women and men. I remember all that right there. Amen. So what? People will remember the wrong you've done, but they'll forget the right you do. They don't forget the right you do. They choose not to remember the right you've done. Amen. Glory to God. And I always tell people, you know, people so worried about, oh, I don't know if he's going to accept my apology. I don't know if I make it right. I don't know if she's going to accept my apology. Listen, let me tell you something. I told my daughter the other day, listen, you're not responsible for the response of how others think. Amen. However, you are accountable for how you treat people. You're not responsible for their response. You said you were sorry. You asked for their forgiveness. Case closed. That's it. That's it. The chapter of the book is closed. The chapter ended. Amen. We burn. We up all night while they sipping on gin and juice. We up all night. I wonder if they receive my apology. I wonder if they receive my apology. I wonder if they knew I was sincere when I said I'm sorry. I wonder if they, you wasting your time. See, that's time wasted. When you could be wasting that time on yourself and giving God praise, opening your mouth and giving God the glory for the great things that he has done, the great things that he is doing in your life, and the great things that he is about to do in your life. Amen. We waste too much time on unnecessary things. We waste too much time. And all that time that we waste, listen, we talk about tithes one time. Listen, yeah, tithes is 10%, right? 10% of your gross earnings, of your wages, or however you want to put it. Tithe means 10%. Do you not know there's 24 hours in a day, and 10% of 24 hours in a day is 2 hours and 40 minutes? That means that we are required to give God at least 2 hours and 40 minutes a day. Boy, that sounds real good. Boy, 24 hours a day. Lord, have mercy. 2 hours and 40 minutes belong to God. We supposed to tithe, right? Of the three T's, time, talent, tithe, time, and talent. Amen. The time is the time. Time where? Amen. If some of us give God 2 minutes a week, we think we're doing God a favor. We ain't did God no favor. Amen. What if we were to be diligent about the time that we give God? Where would we be? What would we have? Because we're giving God his due diligence. We're giving God his time. Amen. Some of us don't give God no time until we get in trouble. Then we will, oh, I bet we hollered in. Oh, God. Oh, Lord, why me? Oh, God. And then we get a little, oh, God. God, 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 God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, we know how to open our mouth. Then when trouble comes, when all hell breaks loose, we know how to holler then. But when it's just a low day, a low time, we don't know how to open up our mouth and give God praise. So I admonish you tonight, those that are attached to the line, those that were here at a later time, amen, open up your mouth and give God praise no matter what the circumstance, no matter what it looks like. Remember that the word of God is nigh thee, the Bible says, even in your mouth. All you have to do is open up, declare and decree what you are and what you are not. Amen. We could tell that man or we could tell that woman and we could start popping our fingers on a child, please, honey, I ain't even on that. I ain't even on that today. You know, this, that, and the third, and we tell them where to go, and that's the end of that. Amen. That's a lot of breath that you needed to breathe to tell God thank you. Amen. Glory to God. We waste so much time on nonsense, so much time on foolishness, so much time on things that's not productive. Amen. When we could be thanking God for what he's going to do for us in advance. When I pray, I'm telling you, I pray and I believe my prayer. I believe that God hears me when I pray. Glory be to God that God hears me when I pray. And when you're a prayer like that, when you're a praise person and you pray and you walk like that, it looks like all the time you're going through, it looks like all hell break loose. It looks like, you know, sometimes you'll be like, God, when am I going to get a break? Like, you know, a dear friend of mine told me one time, say, Rose, either you just anointed or just you, because every time I turn around, You're going through something. Okay, I may be going through something, but I thank God I'm going through it and I ain't standing in it. I ain't stable in this mess. Amen. I'm walking through it. I'm a pilgrim passing through. Amen. And I've learned a long time ago on my Christian walk with God, amen, that the higher the level, the higher the devil. Amen. The higher you go in the Lord, amen, glory to God, you could expect the very pits of hell, amen, to leash out from the abyss of hell, every demonic force to try to stop you, block you, amen, beat you, you name it, amen, glory to God. But I thank God for it all. Now, don't get me wrong, don't get it twisted. There are sometimes I cause a lot of things on myself in life. I cause a lot of hell to my own self, amen, glory to God. But I learned from that. Anytime you cause things on yourself, amen, you're supposed to learn from it. It's supposed to be an experience in somebody else's book, amen, in another chapter in the book, amen, glory to God. So, you know, but the Bible says that if I suffer with him, I'll reign with him. So if I'm suffering because of the anointing, if I'm suffering because of the call on my life, so be it. As long as God is with me, he said that I am a very present help in the time of trouble. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He said, listen here, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I was young, but now I'm old, and I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. See, I tell you, the word is even in thy mouth. You got to begin to speak the word of God. Amen. Speak the word of God. You remember the centurion in the Bible, the centurion. Amen. Listen here. Jesus ain't had time to go way across the land, away across over there. And listen, I believe you speak the word only, and my servant to be healed. Amen. Glory be to God. I can remember when one of my daughters got shot, Labor Day 2015. Glory to God. And my other daughter, she went running out there. Amen. I told her, I said, well, I'm not going. And a lot of people thought I was cold because I didn't go see my firstborn. Amen. She had got shot. Amen. Crossing the crossfire. Amen. Glory to God. And people were getting, what, the whole mama, the mama not there. I listen here. Jesus went on every set. Jesus spoke the word. And let me tell you something. When I got through tearing up my bathroom, glory be to God, in my house, amen, in my secret closet, amen, my daughter was calling me to tell me she made it out of surgery all right. I said, God, I, glory to God. God, I thank you. God, if you did it then, you'll do it now. Oh, glory be to God. So listen, you have to open up your mouth. Amen. God, listen, God in all his infinite wisdom, he already knows before you ask. He already knows what you want. He already knows how you want it. He already knows your list you got because you're so specific, not specific, specific. Amen. Glory be to God. He already knows what you have need of. Glory to God. But the asking or the opening of mouth, it ain't so much for God. It's for us. Glory be to God. The more you exalt God, the more give God worship, the more you get before God, the more you grow, the better your attitude, glory to God, the better you don't run people away from you, but people are drawn to you because of the oil in your life. Some of us need an oil change because our oil is burnt black and nasty. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. Amen. It's that time. It done been 2 years and you need an oil change. Amen. Your attitude a little rough on the edges. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But the more you open up your mouth and give God glory and give God his due diligence, amen, things begin to peel off of you, amen, that old nature, that old man begins to peel off of you, and you begin, amen, to walk in the newness of life. You begin, amen, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah, glory to God. And we used to sing a song, amen. I'm going to close with that, and I really pray and hope that you guys got something on tonight. But there's a song, amen, that we used to sing, and I just want to encourage your heart. Amen. I'm a little hoarse. Amen. I ain't going to even say take mistakes for love. Amen. I'm just going to do what I do. Amen. I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Listen, this is what God is saying to you on tonight. Whatever you ask, God, but it just don't stop there. Amen, amen. You're going to have some bumps and bruises. Amen. I admonish you to connect yourself, amen, to a Bible-believing deliverance ministry. Glory to God. Amen. Nothing watered down, no junk food. Amen. But the word that is preached, unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ, no compromise. Amen. Glory to God. In the meantime, we thank God so much for you that are on the line tonight. We thank God. Listen, share this word with your friend, with a neighbor, an in-law, outlaw. Amen. Send it to your enemy. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God so much. Amen. For you, 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 and you. If you want to connect with us, amen, you could connect with us by way of Instagram. Amen. By way of, if you like to leave a comment after the episode tonight, you're more than welcome to leave a comment if you like. Amen. But listen, God is good. Your enemy don't want you to pray. He don't want you to praise God. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to give you one of my daughter's testimony. Amen. She said she was laying down one evening, and when she was laying down, she said she normally prays, but she prayed in her mind. Amen. She meditated, and, you know, she whispered to herself or whatever the case may be and pray. She said, but something just kept tugging on her and tugging on her and tugging on her and telling her, open her mouth, open her mouth. She said she tried to block it out. She tried to go to sleep. I guess she tried to put the pillow over her face or whatever it is. You know how we do. Amen. Glory to God. We try to ignore God on purpose. Amen. I don't mean that purpose intentional. I mean that other purpose, that purpose and that destiny that we have. And we try to ignore God, and we, you know, we try to give God the hand and say, oh, God, you know, I'll pray tomorrow. I don't feel like praying, whatever the case may be. And she said she just could not rest. She started tossing and turning. And she said when she opened up her mouth, she just let it flow. She cried out. I mean, listen, it's something about when you open up your mouth, when you're under pressure. Oh, that's for somebody tonight. Amen. When you're under pressure, it's, I double dog dare you. Amen. To open up your mouth when you get off this line. Amen. Find you a closet. Find you a bathroom. Amen. And just begin to cry out and yell, scream out to the Lord. Amen. I know they're going to think you're crazy. I know they're going to think you bump your head in the bathroom or in the tub. Amen. Glory to God. No, mama's all right. I just need to get this holler out. Amen. Glory to God. And when you begin to holler unto God, she said when she opened her mouth for real, she said the tears came down her face and she just began to scream out to God. Amen. And she was believing God for something. And I'm telling you, within 3 days, God moved on that girl's behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What if, you see, God is tugging on your heartstrings. You know when it's going. I don't know if it's God. How do I know when it's the voice of God? And how do I know? First of all, the devil ain't going to tell you to pray. Secondly, the devil ain't going to tell you to worship and praise God. Amen. And he sure ain't going to tell you to open up your mouth and give God a holler. Amen. If anything, he's going to keep your mouth closed. Amen. He's going to keep your mind closed. Amen. And guess what? If you keep everything closed pertaining to yourself, God can't hear you. He can't hear anything. Amen. He'll hear your heart, but he want to hear you open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and say, ah. Because when you say, ah, at the dentist, that's the furthest your mouth can get. When you stick out your tongue, they want to see if you got strep throat or not. That's the, oh, you can't go no further than ah. God wants a ah, and he wants a yes out of our life. Boy, that's good food right there. He wants a ah, and he wants a yes. Amen. And when you give God a ah, and you give God a yes, Lord, glory to God, watch things begin to happen in your life. And I'm going to challenge you on tonight, glory to God. You believe this word tonight, and if you follow the instructions as the Lord has commanded through this word on tonight and begin to open up your mouth and start warfaring and declaring, decreeing, and blessing the name of the Lord within 7 days, that thing that you was believing God for, I guarantee you it's going to break. Glory to God. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it because I feel it in the heavenly realm. Glory to God. You got to connect to this word tonight. Glory to God. I said that if you open up your mouth and begin to glorify God and cry out to God in the sincerity of your heart within 7 days, glory be to God. Amen. I know you're going to comment. Amen. All I need is a comment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell me God did it. That's also I could praise God and rejoice with you. Amen. But if you do it within 7 days from you hearing this word today, count from today, count 7 days from today. I believe that's October the 1st because today is the 24th. By the 1st of October, you're going to get a breakthrough in some area financially. Glory to God. Tied up money somewhere. Glory be to God. Amen. Pandemic, no pandemic. God is still blessed in a pandemic. Amen. Glory to God. When the world is confused, the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. So, God, I thank you tonight, God. And God, we speak to the four corners of the earth, the north, south, east, and the west wind. And we command money to come, to flow, to navigate, and to locate your people, oh God, according to their faith in your word, to locate their address, in the name of Jesus. Tied up monies, oh God, increase, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. We prophesy, even as Ezekiel prophesied to the dry bones as the Lord commanded, and flesh began to come upon the bones, on the bones began to live. God, we speak life into, God, into every debt situation or tonight, God. God, we declare it and decree it, God, that we are the lender and not the borrower, that we are blessed in the city and in the field, that our baskets are full, and God, that we have overflow, Lord God, that we are blessed to bless somebody else. Oh God, God, we thank you tonight, Father God, for those that are attached to this line, for those that are hearing, and those that will hear. In the name of Jesus, bless their families, bless their children, bless their grandchildren, bless their great-grandchildren, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing. And Lord God, we thank you for what you're about to do in the earthly realm. God, we defeat the prince of Persia in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the prince of the air, which is the devil, which is Satan himself, and we drive him out, we cast him out, we return him back to the abyss, to the pits of hell from which he came. In the name of Jesus, you are defeated, foe devil. You've expired. In the name of Jesus, you expired out of the believers' lives. You expired out of their souls. You expired out of their mind, will, and emotions. But they belong to God in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, God. And God, we pray that those that are on the line tonight, that they will never, ever be the same again, that they will wake up, that they will go to sleep, and they will sleep where there's been no sleep, that they will sleep like babies, like never before, that their sleep will not be distracted unless it's you telling them to get up and pray. And God, we thank you for their early rising on tomorrow, that they are not rising up sluggish, that they're not rising up defeated, that they are not rising up like they feel like all hope is gone, that they are hopeless, oh God, that they are depressed and suppressed, and that they're going to regress, oh God, no. We possess the land in the name of Jesus, the land flowing with milk and honey. And when we get up early in the morning, even our children will call us blessed. And so we thank you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. We honor you tonight. God, you get the glory. You deserve it all. We give ourselves to you on tonight. And Lord God, we thank you in advance for the testimonies. We believe the report of the Lord. We believe the report of the Lord. We believe the report of the living Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's it for tonight. We truly thank and praise God. Amen. We thank God for Sister Chyna on the line tonight. Amen. We thank God for Sister Ciara, my baby. Amen. Being with me on the line tonight. And for those that didn't dial in physically, but you connected by way of Facebook or Messenger or however way you connected, we thank God that you did connect it. Share with a friend. Be blessed. I love you. I love you. I love you. God bless you. It's my prayer. This episode is now ended. Shalom.